world of dating, in 90 days, you'll know if you have the right person or not. But here's the catch. In 90 days, everything is exposed. Everything you could ever want to know. Is this person honest? Are they real? Are they fair? Are they a good communicator? Do they run away and hide when there's difficulty in relationships? Are they an addict, an alcoholic? And the list goes on and on and on, right? Are they married? Are they seeing other people? In 90 days, you'll know it all. And we tell this to people all the time, and individuals will say, David, that's not true. The first 10 years or 6 months or 25 years of the relationship was great. And then I back them up. And then I have them do this exercise I'm going to share with you today, and it's mind-blowing. The red flags are flying early on in a relationship, but because of our emotional desire, our sexual desire, our erotic desire, our desire to be loved, our desire to love, our desire to not be alone anymore in society, which is one of the biggest reasons people go into the world of dating, believe it or not. They're not healed from their last relationship. They're not ready to date, but they don't want to be alone. So how do you know if you've got the right person? Well, you've got to pay attention, man. You've got to drop all of that stuff of they're perfect until I find they're not. You know, and that's how we enter a lot of times the world of dating. If we're really attracted to someone, oh my God, we look past all their flaws. We look past all of the times they're a pain in the butt. The times they may lie, the times they may betray us. And it goes on and on and on. I could give you thousands of examples. I can give you a personal example. But first, I'm going to start out with a couple that are very profound. Working with a woman that was married 38 years, found out that her husband had an affair and was in an affair that he had lied about for a number of years. The therapist was saying it was due to a medical injury he had in college, and he wasn't thinking straight. Now, college was 40 years earlier, so we've got to really think about that statement. That statement ended up being completely false, by the way. And so as I'm working with the wife and I'm saying to her, you know, wow, this is just crazy. You didn't know anything about this affair for this long. And she says, no. And I said, how long have you been married? She said, you know, told me the length of time. And I said, how many years do you think the marriage was great? And she said, probably until 5 years ago. I didn't even know there was an affair until last month, but it was great until then. And then I asked her this question. I said, here's your homework assignment. I want you to go home, and in the first 30 days of dating this gentleman, it's a long time ago, but you're going to remember, I want you to write down the things that did not feel right, the things that were not right, the things that were red flags. She came back the next week and was absolutely blown away. She had written down so many things that happened in the first 30 days that were so wrong, so rude. I mean, finding letters of women that he had slept with the night before, being taken to a party, being dumped on a couch and left alone for 4 hours, and she knew nobody. This happened in the first 30 days. So as we were working together, she just kept saying, oh my God, David, I had not a clue. Now we can go to someone older than that, a 90-year-old woman who comes to me going through a divorce at 90. Do you believe that? Going through a divorce. And I said, oh my God, you guys have been married 60 years or something like that. And, you know, what was the first couple months like, 90 days? And she said the same thing we all say. Oh my God, it was bliss. It was bliss. It wasn't at all. When she went back and did the writing, and she had a great memory. In the second month, she caught him with another woman. So do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it happens in all kinds of ways. I mean, I had the same thing. You know, within the first 90 days, I knew this woman that I was dating was absolutely 100% incorrect for me. We went on a trip in the first 30 days, and it was diva land. Oh, my God. I had never experienced a true diva before, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what to expect. Walking in the airport, of course, they're calling our gate, and she's walking like we have a month and a half to get there. We barely made it because she was dragging her butt, right? And that was, and she didn't think there was anything wrong with it. She said, I'm just taking my time. They'll wait for me. Woo! Red flag, right? Then no matter what happened that weekend, there was always chaos and drama. I take full responsibility. That was in the first 30 days, brother. I teach this stuff. But I didn't want to pay attention. Why? We had a strong sexual connection. I'm going to leave it right there. I fell for a strong sexual connection, and the rest of it was absolute chaos, drama, and hell. So even though I have taught this principle for 35 years, I can fall victim to it too. That's how profoundly difficult it is, unless you're awake. If you're awake during the process, and by watching this video, this should wake you up if you're single, and you write down all the things that don't work for you in a relationship, you know, the rudeness to a waiter, or to a waitress, you know, go down the list. Just all the things that you know are unacceptable. Maybe someone who smokes, maybe someone who drinks too much, maybe whatever it might be. Write down all those red flags now. Then when you get into the dating experience, start to pay attention early. And you've got to have balls. if someone is doing something that does not fit for you, but you really like a large portion of them, because not everyone's perfect, you can say, hey, listen, I really enjoy spending time with you, but I notice on Saturdays you drink way too much, and on Sundays we don't do anything. If you can alter that, if you could stop drinking on Saturdays or stop yourself at one, if that's possible, then we can start seeing each other. But, you know, we've been together for a month now, and every Sunday we just lay around the house because you're hungover. I would love to be with you. But if that can't change, then we're not going to make it. I should have done that, right? I should have said, hey, listen, if you're going to be a diva, if this is who you are, a diva, you know, talking down to people at airport, making people wait for you because you think that, you know, you're all of that, I'm not going to be able to stay here. But I didn't do it. I blew it. I lost my chance. That's why I'm so emphatic when I work with people who are single, to really wake up. A lot of times we're redating same people from the past. They are untrustworthy. They may be addicts or alcoholics. They may not have an ability to deal with the public in a kind way. They may be highly judgmental against races or the homeless or whatever. And you've got to cut it off. Or you've got to say, hey, listen, I can be with you if you're going to change this habit. I'm David Essel, an extremely independent teacher. And I want you to be an extremely independent lover. I want you to pay attention. It's okay to walk through 10 frogs in order to find the one that you want to kiss and keep kissing, okay? And I don't know what the analogy is for men, but let's say female frogs, for God's sake. But pay attention. If I can help you, this is something I love to do. Let's clean up your past. Let's make sure there's no resentments to have former lovers of your past. Then you're ready to date. Then let's prepare ourselves and make a list of all those things I talked about. If this, or this shows up, we've got to give them a chance, if we really like them, to change that behavior, or we have to move on. TalkDavid.com is the website. We've been teaching this for 43 years. We have specials because of inflation. You can work with me one-on-one from anywhere in the world. This is one of the most important topics I could ever cover, because so many of my clients, like myself, continue to make the wrong move time after time after time, and we can end it. Contact me at TalkDavid.com. Have a beautiful day.